This is the 5-Minute Focus for September 27, 2022.
Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is like you're getting a glimpse over the event horizon. In other words, it's a tease of the podcast, next couple hours coming up. It's also a great opportunity to share it with friends. It's a low-cost way, in terms of their time, for them to sample this, particularly if they were fans of Rush Limbaugh, God rest him. All the 8 years filling in for Rush. People still don't know that we've got the podcast. So please do use that share button, share it with friends. Hour one, Kevin McCarthy, he's going out singing the oldies. The man doesn't get the stakes. He does not understand the stakes of the game. And it's about time that we, as Christian conservatives, help Kevin McCarthy find the door. That is the door out of leadership. He can stay in D.C., but we have got to absolutely flood the zone with people who understand the stakes of the game, because this is what we get from Kevin McCarthy.
We believe America's more than a country. America's an idea. We can secure our border. We could become energy independent, where your price of gas is lower. We can build an education system that has a parent's bill of rights, that you have a say in your kid's education.
So the bill of rights that McCarthy's not defending is going to be now augmented with a bill of rights he won't defend. And yes, they're certainly going to secure the border, right? It is time for Christian conservatives to flood the zone, and we'll talk about how that gets done, because we can't even get Kevin McCarthy to talk about election security. Meanwhile, former head of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vought, is making IRS complaints against Mark Zuckerberg.
We're going to be filing a complaint with the IRS against Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are filing today two complaints to the IRS to draw issues and complaints against three entities and to raise questions with the tax deduction that Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan took. And our main issue is this. They contributed to 501c3 organizations, which are nonpartisan, educational. They are not allowed to intervene in the election.
And of course, they did intervene. And his statement is that they purchased the people who counted the votes. You'll hear about that. We have to flood the zone. We'll talk about flooding the zone. McCarthy didn't even mention this guy.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone, but I think obviously, and you, if you go back and people selectively, Neil, pull things out about me.
That's Tony Fauci saying that the lockdowns didn't irreparably harm anybody. Except that they killed people, destroyed businesses and wealth, destroyed mental health, caused people to have heart attacks and cancer they wouldn't otherwise have. But yes, it's not irreparable. Hour two, Steve Kirsch is no stranger to politics. He is a tech exec. He's started seven major companies, and he interacted with politicians, sent in money, used to getting phone calls. Back, but then COVID happened. I talked with Steve Kirsch.
My background is in high technology. I've started seven high tech firms. And when COVID hit, I was not able to go into work, you know, because everyone was afraid of catching it or giving it to someone. And so I looked around for ways I could make a difference. And people told me that using repurposed drugs would be the fastest, safest, and cheapest way to end the pandemic. So I took $1 million of my own money and raised another $5 million from people I knew. And I started the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund. And we funded research on which repurposed drugs could make a difference. And then after we found a drug that was highly effective, fluvoxamine, we discovered that the NIH wouldn't add it to their guidelines, and the FDA wouldn't give us an EUA for it either. And that was pretty disconcerting.
And there was more that he discovered. I asked him about what this has done to him. We talked about that. And he's a man who is putting his money where his mouth is, a $50,000 bet. No, it's not even a bet. It's a $50,000 offer for someone to join him and go on camera and tell him what they get wrong about the injections, because he says the injections are killing more people than the COVID flu. We talked about a range of things with Steve Kirsch.
Well, Todd, they did a study of pregnant women and the vaccine, and they published preliminary findings, and they didn't seem to think that there were any safety signals, but they didn't have all the data. They published it before they collected all the data. So Todd, do you think they ever published the final result of that study in pregnant women? No, nothing was ever published. Now, if the vaccines were safe and effective, why wouldn't they be touting that study?
It's fair to say that Steve Kirsch has been red-pilled. I asked him how this changed him personally, and he talked about how it's changed his view of government.
It's opened my eyes to not trusting authority. You know, it's more of the trust but verify.
Yeah.
So with emphasis on the verify now. It used to be just trust, right, for the FDA. The FDA and the CDC told me to get the shot. Well, so it turns out that you then start to take a critical eye and you look at other things they told you. Like they told you that other vaccines are safe and effective. It turns out that they've been lying to us about that as well. You know, they covered up the link between autism and vaccines. You know, when you look at the evidence, there's an admission from the CDC that they instructed people who work at the CDC to destroy all data that links the vaccines with autism. Why would the CDC have people destroy data linking vaccines and autism?
Why indeed? For me, it was watching the chemical and surgical mutilation of children and the media refusing to report that and medicine being co-opted in that way that's caused me to question everything. It's one of the reasons why I was able to question the COVID scam, the swindle, the killing of people so early on. Steve Kirsch joins us in hour two. That's the 5-minute focus. Please do use that share button, the podcast app, share it with friends. And remember, the good Lord has allowed us to see all of this. Really, really, this is a great opportunity to once again praise God. Thank you that you have not kept us in darkness, Lord.